You're talking about dogs that, what would you call a kind that maybe it's no special kind, there's no special breed, a little bit of this and a little bit of that?
Cur.
Is that old cur?
Oh, cur, no. Mm-hmm. Although that's not what you should say, because there's a full blood strand of cur dogs.
Oh, really? Hmm. Is a cur, is that kind of like a hound?
Yeah. It's a cur dog, if I know anything about it, is a dog that people use to catch things with. Catch dog. Mm-hmm. These other dogs we're talking about is just a mixed dog. Mm-hmm. Usually what we always say, oh, that's a nigger dog. Mm-hmm. You know, a nigger likes, nigger has a different type of dog from white folks.
Mean dogs.
And they're just a mixed dog is the only thing he'll have. You don't see many niggers with a full-blood dog. He got a half shepherd, a half bred dog.
You can't tell what.
Can't tell what he is.
You know, some of them have little noisy yapping dogs that are around the bar. What would you call one of them?
Been a lot of them feist.
Mm-hmm. Is that a special breed, or is that just a...
That's just a mixed-up dog. There is a feist dog, though.
Well, it's kind of like a, where you just like a cur. A
little old bitty dog. Midget dog.
And we're talking a while ago about the animals and things like that. Would you have any name for your cows and your horses and your mules and all together? You say going out and feed the
cattle or the stock.
Yes. A hen that we talking about chickens. A hen that's always on that's on a nest of eggs. She'd be a what kind of hen?
Setting hen.
Yeah. I guess that's the kind you want too.
Yeah. But when they lay out a litter of eggs, then they set. Then if you break him up from setting, by a short period of time, he'd be laying again. Mm-hmm. But if you put the eggs on there, you'll hatch them and raise them biddies.
Did you ever have any other kind of birds around besides chickens? I mean, domesticated birds?
Pigeons, geese, guineas, ducks.
If you have any term that would cover all of them, let's say the chickens and the ducks and the geese, and going out and feed them?
Feed the birds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We were talking about them. Did you have just a chicken house there on your...
Chicken house, yeah.
Did you have a little coop or anything for them? For biddies and so forth?
Oh, yeah. You had a separate... Each old mother hen had a... You'd have to have a coop for her and her biddies. And then a lot of time when they run on the yard, they'd have a feed pen. They'd have a place that the biddies could get in, but the chickens... The old ones couldn't get in there. They'd all, when right out to the pen, you'd drop the feed over in there, and the biddies would eat there, and the older chicken, you'd have to give them grain or something, though. You'd feed the little ones some crushed corn or bread dough or something of that type. Then you'd have to put your water inside there where they could get it, because the old chicken would knock it over.
Well, talking about the chicken, that part of, remember that? Part of the meat that the kids used to like getting, they pull like
they
that.
Pull their bone.
Yeah, did y'all have a superstition?
Yeah, that was, they'd always want to pull the wishbone. Mm-hmm. The one that got the longest one would get his wish.
They get all kind of, truly get all kind of games and stuff like
that. And you know that they about quit carving chicken like they used to. You'd have a drumstick, and a wing, and a thigh, and a back, and a neck. And now, they'll take a saw and rip him open. Maybe you get part of his wing, part of his back,